Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Rachel, this is Larry Kennedy, and I got a notice from my bank that they sent me a fraud alert and declined a card that you tried to use. I don't recognize the transaction, so you need to let me know what it's for and why you're trying to charge me $56.95 on it.
Okay, let's try your zip code, please, sir.
76137.
76137. Your first and last name, please, sir.
Larry Kennedy.
Thank you. They make me verify it again. I'm sorry. Could you verify your address, please, sir?
5787 Falcon Ridge Court, Altum City, Texas.
Thank you. And your account is coming up. Thank you. And I do see it looks like it was for the Hunter dash cam. And it's great to put in the woods to see deer and just check on your livestock for $5.74 for the shipping and handling of the products. And I do see it looks like when no one called in to cancel, it was a 3-day period. And it was a welcoming gift to our Consumer Gadget Club. I do see where they charge you $67.32. That would have got you a $125 gift card to purchase a gadget each month for our shopping membership. I see they discounted it on June 12th, and they tried to charge you $56.95 for the membership, but it was declined and did not go through. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what declined. I did not catch the others. I don't want any of this stuff. If you're going to sign me up in some kind of club,
yes, sir.
Stuff automatically. That wasn't part of what I signed up for. No.
Yes, sir. Right. I went ahead and canceled your account.
I'll call them back and tell them I do not want the $56.95 to go.
You're
going to
call the bank back? Oh, we can do a 50% refund, sir.
But I haven't got the product. You haven't sent it to me. And I haven't heard anything from you that I know of in a long time.
I can refund you in full.
I'm sorry?
I can refund you the $67.32, sir. But you never received the products?
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
I have not got a product. I haven't heard from you in a long time. And, no.
See, this has been the one they sent out in May, but you never received that?
No. I don't have a dash
cam. Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to go ahead and refund you, though, also, sir, the $67.32. That's the only charge that did go through besides the shipping and handling. But I'm going to find out, since you paid shipping and handling and they don't let me refund it, I want to see why you didn't receive it and if, what's going on real quick.
All right.
Yes, sir, but your refund, I'm going to issue that next. Let's see.
Yeah, I remember something about a dash cam, but it's been a long time ago now, several weeks.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir.
But I did not get it. I haven't heard from anybody, and I didn't know if anything had come across my credit card. So,
okay. We're going to fix both of those for you. Since I can't refund the shipping and handling of $5.74, what I'm going to do is have them go ahead and send you a new one out because it shows it was delivered, but you can't, you know how that works. So, and then I'm going to refund you in full of the $67.32 in just a moment also.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure, please reship dash cam. That you didn't receive it. And then
right.
I'm going to make sure I have that correct email, fr@charter.net.
That's correct.
How in the world did you get such a short one? You lucked out on that.
No, I have had that that email for about 24 years.
Okay.
And if you'll notice, the FR is the same as Falcon Ridge and my address. I got to choose that.
And, awesome. See, now if you were to put in FR and wanted anything, it would probably be FR in about 12 digits. Behind it'd be 12 different numbers. It's so crazy. I had to get a new email address.
I see. Yeah. No,
I had to get.
As a matter of fact, when I first got it, I got a bunch of emails in French. And I called up the company I was providing at the time. And I said, what is this business with everything in French? And it turned out they were supposed to go to France.
They had to
fix that, but ever since then everything's worked out fine. And,
that's funny.
I got one of the first ones they issued, and that one was available. So I've held on to it for 24 years.
Well, awesome. Yes, sir. I was wondering, like, when people pass away, they have no way of knowing. So they're just going to keep, like, I made my daughter when she was born, her first name, her middle initial, and then her last name in the year she was born, 2011, which I know is not too safe, but I would never give it to her. But throughout the years, I would just send pictures, and she's 11 now. But, when she goes to get her own email, it's going to be crazy even trying to pick it out. You're going to have to put phone numbers and everything else.
Yeah, there's so many people that have emails out there. And I've had actually a government agency that I tried to put in my FR at charter.net.
And they wouldn't take it because it wasn't long enough.
They said it had to be at least three letters.
That's crazy.
And they wouldn't let me, and I had to go over to Gmail and create an email over there just so I could make that transaction with the government.
Oh my goodness! Yes, that's crazy. I just noticed it, and I said, I never see that, never. But yes, sir, I got you refunded your $67.32 in full. You're gonna have that back in 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to have them reship that dash cam out to you tomorrow. There's going to be no further charges whatsoever. The only charge that will remain on your account is the $574. Your account is completely canceled. Would you like a confirmation number, sir?
Yes, I would.
Yes, sir. C, as in Charlie, 260-577-086. And we were just talking about long numbers.
Yep.
Yes, sir, but I've got you taken care of.
Very good. This comes from if I remember right, an email that's named Sportsman Only. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It should come from that. Yes, sir. And they should let you know when it ships out tomorrow morning also.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure because I see that come through, and I've only ordered something once or twice.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize you didn't get it, and I'm sorry they tacked that charge on to you, but we definitely got you fixed up.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, for talking with me. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great afternoon.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.